For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Off the Septify Tuesday playlist, possibly the last one. My Chem, Ickle Romance. Give him hell, kid. It is Drew Garabo live. We go until 7 now, so don't think we're going to be done in 20 minutes. 727, although we do, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Those are our numbers. Before I get to my next job opportunity, I got an email during the break over something John Senning said, and that is, Drew, I'm a huge fan of your show. Went to your first brunch, LOD, all the way. What's up with John? I'll say crapping, but he didn't. Crapping all over Pinellas Park and town and country. Don't your listeners live there? Should everyone only live in South Tampa or St. Pete? Really offended by him crapping on the Bay Area. We all don't make radio money. Have a great show, and congrats to Seth on the son. Well, maybe it's Seth on the daughter, but we get your point, sir. Yeah. Clearly a misguided individual.
I make $150 a week. And that's not a joke. If that makes that guy feel any better.
So your response to him is that you are a man of modest means.
I mean, is it not kind of a running theme that Pinellas Park's a little trashy?
I like my towns a little on the trashy side.
Yeah, I mean, there's many nice trailer park homes in Pinellas Park that I'm sure there's lots of nice people that live in.
There are okay parts of Pinellas Park. I like where Quaker Steak and Lube is. That's a fun place to go.
My buddy Jake, who is on the Crowded Table takeover with me, RIP, he lives in Pinellas Park, and he embodies what Pinellas Park is.
Smoking?
Yeah, he's somewhat homely, slightly overweight, smoking Donald Trump supporter.
No, but you know what?
And he's one of my best friends. I love him.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we have to send John to Pinellas Park to get audio.
And
he can tell the residents of Pinellas Park how he feels about their city, and let's see if they feel the same way.
If memory serves correctly, I got a dirty massage about 5 years ago in Pinellas Park.
Yeah?
It was wonderful.
There's a great Senor Taco, one of my favorite places in the world over there in Pinellas Park.
I mean, John, but what did Pinellas Park do to you? Did Pinellas Park touch you inappropriately?
Yeah,
I mean,
show me on the doll where Pinellas Park hurt you.
Why do you have this rage towards Pinellas Park?
I don't have rage. I'm just saying, if we were making a list of the least desirable places to live in the Bay Area, Pinellas Park would be somewhere at the top.
Along there with
Town and Country, which is where I live.
I'm house sitting right now and in Pinellas Park, and I actually really like it because
trailer sitting.
It's a nice,
okay,
nice establishment. And there's a Target, there's Chipotle, there's PetSmart, everything you can think of.
That
a block away.
That stuff there in that plaza, the Chipotle and the Target and all that, that does not actually count as Pinellas Park.
What is that, John?
I don't know.
It's
Whatever's in between St. Pete and Pinellas Park.
There's a great little Vietnamese restaurant there in Pinellas Park. Just saying.
Okay. Well, man. Wow.
Some of my best friends are Pinellas Park.
John's doubling down. What other places in the Bay Area do you hate?
Yeah.
We
how do you feel about Moon Lake? You like Moon Lake?
Never heard of it.
Oh.
Sounds beautiful.
What do you think about Kansas City?
Oh, yeah. Just as bad
Leelman?
As
Leelman? You like Leelman?
I think those are technically just Pinellas Park.
What about Masaraka town? Miraculous town?
Sounds nice.
What about Brooksville?
Brooksville?
Be honest.
Yeah, I mean, other than Micah and her family, it doesn't really seem that nice, but I'm sure there's some good people out there.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, I'm just saying it doesn't seem attractive to me. I don't know. I'm sure you have some nice fields and cows and things like that out there.
That's not what I was whoa-ing.
Whoa.
Oh.
Fields and cows?
It's no sleep till Brooksville. Brooksville!
So, John, if we're the three most desirable places to live in Tampa Bay,
I really, really liked living in St. Pete. The Kenwood area over in St. Pete would probably be one of my number one picks to return there. If we're talking about on the other side of the bridge, I really like it's highfalutin, but I really do like the West Chase area.
I love West Chase. A lot of swingers out there.
Yeah, and then I'm a big fan of Brandon.
I like Odessa, Alpaca Farms, Donkey Farms, and Jameis Winston. By the way, you know what's in Pinellas Park that we didn't even mention? BCHNGA. You've seen the Vietnamese restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say it?
Can I say it?
Say it how you think you say it.
Will you dump it if it's not right?
Will you be careful and not make me dump it? It's BCH, one word. Thank you, Seth. BCH, and the other word is NGA. Have you seen it before?
You better be hovering over that dump.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Bitch nigga.
He's just saying it. He's saying the way he thinks it's pronounced.
That's the way it is?
That's not how it's said.
How do you say it?
Bitch nigga.
Oh, sorry.
I called them and asked them.
I can't do that with
I called them on In Your Face with Drew Garabo. In fact, the bit is probably somewhere in the... in fact, if you could look for that, that'd be great, because I called them while on the air, and they were very helpful.
We'll put that in the next best of.
It's pronounced... But when you drive by it, you see BCHNGA.
Right.
And you think, man, somebody missed an ASS between those two, you know? I want to stop by, bitch, ass, nah. But that's how you say it. So that's in Pinellas Park, which is really nice.
Yeah, never been there. Like I said, there's a taco place in Pinellas Park.
Senor Taco?
Yeah, other than that, I try not to go there.
All right, well, apparently.
It's a great place.
I don't mind Pinellas Park. I like all the areas of the Bay.
That's not true.
How did West Chase get the swinger reputation?
From you.
Oh.
West Chase?
Just making sure. Yeah, I've heard there are a lot of people out there who do the swapping, but I haven't met any.
I just got a text message. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Who'd
From whom?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Our buddy Ian Beckles.
Oh, God. Does he live in Pinellas Park?
No, he lives in South Tampa, but...
Oh, was it the N-word that offended him?
It says, John is racist. 2 exclamation points. How'd he get out of this one, John? Because you know Ian's coming in tonight.
Yeah,
Was it Drew forcing me to say that place's name that makes me racist, or was it something else?
I didn't force you
to
say it the way you said it. You said it the way you said it. It's pronounced "butch-nga."
I have no explanation. He just said you're racist.
Why doesn't he text me if he thinks I'm racist?
"Butch-nga."
Well, you didn't show up to the dignitary party after you requested.
We're totally cool. We bro hugged last night. I felt like true love permeating from the man. I thought we were good.
No. He wasn't trying to go for the bro hug, but you pulled him in. I could tell he was hesitant.
My hands smelled like Ian the rest of the night.
I was sitting on the couch with my girlfriend at 12:30 at night, and I said, "Smell my hand. This is what Ian Beckles smells like."
My hands didn't smell.
It smelled
amazing, like patchouli almost.
It smelled like Nag Champa.
Whoa, why are you getting all racist, dude?
That's an incense.
What happened? John, did you short circuit today? You hate the Bay Area, your racial epithets. I mean, what happened to you during the commercial break?
I smell like all them Nag Champas, dude, man. Came in the studio, smelled like that one of them Nag Champas, man.
Oh,
like,
that's a delightful incense flavor.
Sure,
scent.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why am I racist? Why does Ian think that?
I don't know. Your upbringing? Who knows?
I don't know.
I am so not racist.
Nag Champa.
Well, that makes you even more racist.
It's mostly...
I touched one of those Nag Champas and my hand smelled the rest of the night. horrible.
I think it's mostly white people in Pinellas Park.
All right. So we got a line on my new field of employment. Can you give me the news story, please, John? What is it?
Oh, that Kermit the Frog, after all these years, the man who has been doing his voice is no longer.
So first it was Jim Henson, of course, and then he died, I believe, of pneumonia. And then they got some other chump to do it, and this chump's been doing it for a long time.
Yes, Steve Whitemire, who has voiced the iconic frog since 1990, is leaving the Muppets, and I don't want to break the news to you, but they sounds like they found somebody.
What? Who?
His name's Matt.
So he already got the job.
Yeah, Matt Vogel.
Should I even throw my hat in the ring now?
Probably not.
Oh. But I mean, I've wanted to be Kermit ever since I was a little kid.
It feels like you had a short window and you missed your chance.
What 5 minutes?
What was the Muppets movie that you loved so much with Jason Segel?
The Muppet movie.
Oh, okay.
Or the Muppets.
Well, because Vogel had previously performed the voice for Muppets Most Wanted, which
the second one. He was terrible. He doesn't even sound like Kermit. May I?
I can't wait to hear.
It's my audition tape. Dear Disney, I can work clean. I just choose not to. Some of my best friends are Nag Champas.
Love you, Ian.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Come on, I'm Kermit, right?
Kind of.
Solid.
Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star?
Hi-o, Kermit the Frog here for Sesame Street News. This is my demo tape. Have you been to the local Vietnamese restaurant known as Bitch Nga?
Hey, Kermit, how do you feel about the guy doing your voice? He's a known nudist and a swinger in the Bay Area.
Well, I don't know about any of that, Seth, but I do have a little riddle for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
What's a green and smells like pork? This finger. Why does Miss Piggy douche with honey?
Pardon?
Because I like sweet and sour pork. Yay! Yeah, Kermit the Frog out.
I don't think that's really what they're looking for.
Oh.
Rack him.
Maybe there's a after hours Kermit spot. No?
Like a Kermit Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's green and executed the Jews? Snotsies. Oh, it's me, Kermit.
Boy, that was tough.
Sorry. Tough crowd.
I tell you, everybody.
Oh, Galvin just said that my Kermit the Frog is the best in the business. Thank you.
Not good enough to get the job, though.
I mean, if they were to allow me to
I mean, it's Disney. They know everybody in the country that does a good Kermit, and clearly you weren't on the radar.
I'm definitely in the top 500 Kermits in the United States of America. Top 750 Kermits in the United States.
Maybe that. Yeah, not after what they just heard, though.
Well, I mean, so I can work. I can work clean.
Nobody's coming in cracking Miss Piggy jokes. You got to stick to the script. They don't need a Kermit who's improvising.
I fly by the seat of my pants.
They don't want that.
Oh.
You're a loose cannon when that happens.
Did you hear Miss Piggy trying to speak last night and she couldn't on the Muppet Show? She had a frog in her throat. Yay! Kermit the Frog out.
No, not me.
Hey, Kermit, is John racist?
Oh, most definitely. Nope. Some of his best friends are green, and it's not that easy being green. Let's do a little Punch Him Up Live, shall we?
Huh?
7275. Nope, give Dick a rest. Punch Him Up Live is what I called it on my old show in Orlando.
Should we call the second one Punch Him Up Live?
What? Oh, you mean like one's Give Dick a Rest and the other one's Punch Him Up Live?
Nah, I'm just spitballing.
Yeah, John, you just worry about being racist and we'll handle the names.
How am
I
racist?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Give Dick a Rest every day being brought to you by Yuengling, the finest beer in all of the land. In a month in which we celebrate America, there is no better way to celebrate America and the birth of Drew R. Garabo than by hoisting a Yuengling with your cronies, comrades, and friends. Family as well. Yuengling, the oldest beer in America. It just screams US and A. They've been doing it for centuries. They're headquartered in Pennsylvania, where two of their breweries are found. The third, right here in Tampa Bay. And you may take a tour of that brewery 6 days a week. All of the line of Yuengling beers, absolutely phenomenal. You got Yuengling Light. You got Yuengling Lager. You got the summer seasonal beer, summer wheat seasonal beer. I absolutely love Yuengling. It's the only beer you're going to see me drinking. And I'll buy you one tomorrow night if you come out to Pinch. Chasers, only $1 for Yuengling on draft, but it won't cost you a dollar. It'll cost you absolutely nothing. I'm buying it for you. Give Dick a Rest begins now, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We call it Give Dick a Rest in honor of the great Dick Rains, who used to be my phone screener way back in the day.
And after this, I want to announce three major guests that we have coming on the show this Thursday.
Three major guests this Thursday?
Yeah, we've put a couple of them on the radio, but it's solidified right now.
Great. So we'll do that at 6 o'clock. Good tease. Hi, Drew Garabo Live.
I would vote for the diary-writing, foot-loving, batting-glove-wearing gay boy Seth Kushner for mayor any day. At least he's not a pudgy-cheeked, half-brother-hating Republican peg bro, Drew Garabo.
I found Republican to be the most detestable of what you just called
me. About 90% he's right on.
My bro wished me a happy birthday yesterday.
Did he send you anything?
A happy birthday message. My cheeks don't look too chubby today.
No, all the ladies say your oblique looks shredded.
Yeah, let's see those things. Oh, God, look at that.
Killing it.
I mean, I'm more and more impressed every time I see him with his shirt on.
Oh, you loved Fat Drew, John. You love any version.
You know what? I got pizza boxers and pineapple socks on today. Pineapple socks.
Oh.
And I'll let you use your imagination for the pizza.
Prove it.
Sausage pizza. I mean, I got pizza. Well, they're a box of briefs.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, okay.
Drew.
Yep, nope. Yep. Micah, close your eyes.
Turn your back.
No, you don't want to see this. Let me see that. Let me see what you're working with. Oh,
boom! Oh. Look at those bad boys.
Oh, wow. Woo!
When you're driving John home, do you ever feel like he's going to make a move on you?
I hope he does. Every day when we're going across the bridge, but he doesn't. I'm so disappointed.
I mean, we did have a near hour-long drive, you know.
I know. We had time to... Never mind. Drew Garabo Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Drew. What kind of waffles do you take to the beach? San Diego. Oh!
That was terrible. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Goodbye, boss.
Skeeter from the Muppet Babies. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Hi, Drew. My name's Petey, and I have gigantic balls.
Drew Garabo Live.
I wanted to know more.
Thank you. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. You don't want to know more about Petey. Yellow.
Hi, this is Alex Trebek, and the category is small vegetables. This vegetable is usually garnished in a martini or an antipasta. Which vegetable is that?
Don't say it, because he's going to get you with the D's nuts joke. All right, I'll
let... Holla!
Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Olive?
I love D's nuts on your chin.
Oh, Kirby, everybody knows that all the swingers are at Top Golf in Brandon.
Piggy. Drew Garabo Live.
Why, hello there. I just wanted to let you know that my name is Alcohol, and I love Yingling.
Okay. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Shout out to my dad, the Robbie Dobby with the Dirt Dobby.
Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Oh, for give Dick a rest?
Yes, you are.
That's nice. That's lucky what you did, Chris.
Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Just want everyone to know that I beat D-Mac Collega in 18 holes at Crescent Oaks today.
And I just want to let you know that nobody cares. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hello, Drew. Vote for Seth. John is racist.
Racist.
Give Dick a rest. Hello.
That's what Ian says.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead. I figured that was the same guy. Did you know that the same guy does the ball of smoke grenade and the...
No, I imagined it to be two very different gentlemen.
I didn't know... I thought it was two horrible Give Dick a Rest callers, but it turns out it's just one doing two different things.
Oh, well, call back for the next one at 6:55.
Wow, dude, you are really, really bad. You're almost on a white grape guy level. Drew Garabo Live, hello. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hate when people call my best friend gay. Love when my best friend's back on the afternoon set. The pants, you're my best friend. What?
By the way, I sent Real Pants a text message today. Never heard back from him.
No.
I said, hey, man, I love your tweets. Have a great show. Never heard back from the Real Pants. At least I have the fake pants.
He's big timing you.
The Real Pants. I'm your best friend.
Virginia's changed the Real Pants.
Drew Garabo Live. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. I was trying to call. The Roger and JP show earlier, they were talking about some financial, some new thing.
Yeah, I got it. Actually, Roger's right here if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hold on 1 second. Roger, come in here, man. Oh, all right. Yeah, this lady on the phone had a question about some financial thing.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Hey, what's up, lady?
Yeah, I was listening earlier, and I was hearing you guys talk about this. Yes. Yeah, the guy on there talking about the medals and the golds and everything.
That's
and
right, yes.
Broad is going to shut up.
Shut up, JP. I'm trying to listen to this lady.
When's this broad going
to
shut up?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. What was that about the medals? You like heavy metal music? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, no. I'm trying to tell my stepdaughter about the thing you guys were talking about investing in, or the stocks, or whatever the new thing was.
Oh, yes.
We're debating today. What is that?
That is our very revolutionary program of buying low and selling high.
Yeah, give us your shekels.
So we got another hour of Drew Garabo Live left. Time-wise, we don't have another left in us.
Oh, yeah, Thursday show.
We'll have the guests on Thursday's show and breaking news about the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight next.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.